we're really happy to have Bob Olson on the program tonight. And Bob has just produced a new book. I believe it's your first book, Bob.
That is correct, Buck.
$2 and a Can of Gas. And that's primarily about the adventures that Bob has had over the years up and down the North Shore, and particularly on the Gunflint Trail with his Model A pickup truck. You know, there's a lot of people out there who can't picture a Model A pickup truck because they haven't been around for a while. Yes. Maybe you can kind of give a little brief description. You know, they're a lot smaller than what we look at as a pickup today.
That's for sure. When you're standing next to them, they're definitely a two-seater. They're smaller than the Ford Ranger or the Toyota Tacoma. Or that. In fact, I mentioned in the book that the box is only 41 inches wide, 48 inches long.
Yeah.
One of the little stories that I tell is about my dad and I sleeping in the back end of that box on a late October night on Dumbbell Lake.
I don't know how you did it. You know, I was reading in that book. Now, that's 4 feet by less than 4 feet and two people.
That's correct. Of course, if you put the tailgate down, you get an extra foot.
Yeah, that's 5 feet.
Yes.
And you're not that small, Bob, so.
Well, at that time, I was probably 9 or 10.
Okay.
Or yeah. That. And so I slept on one side and gave the rest of the truck bed to my dad.
That this truck and the lifestyle that you grew up with were a big part of this book. You know, your father, your family, the traditional ways that you hunted and fished and spent time outdoors.
Absolutely. Both of my parents grew up in rural areas, and when they moved to Duluth, when I got a little bit older, they were wondering just what in the world are we going to do with this boy who likes the outdoors. If my dad figured it would probably be a lot better off if we gave him $2 and a can of gas and sent him out into the bush on a Friday night rather than to have him be on some alley or street corner in Duluth.
Yeah, and it sure worked. I mean, you loved it, and you got great stories to show for it, for that way of growing up, which is kind of a bygone era.
That's for sure. When I asked somebody to just read this book in advance, and they said, well, that era is past and gone. And sometimes when I've been signing books for people, I say, I hope you enjoy my wonderful memories when camping was free.
Yeah. What is, as you look back now, we're talking mainly the 50s and 60s.
Correct.
That you have discussed in this book. What's probably the main thing that's changed in your mind as you live up to Gunflint Trail now between the trail now and the trail that you knew it back then?
As I mentioned, when we traveled in the wintertime coming up to the Gunflint, both before I had my cabin on West Bearskin and after I had my cabin on West Bearskin, when we left Grand Marais, we never saw anybody in the 35 miles to the cabin. And at that time, if you had a mechanical breakdown or any kind of an issue, you weren't paying attention and you ran into the ditch, you're worried.
Yeah, you were on your own.
You were on your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Whereas nowadays, there's traffic every now and then that's coming along. Well, another one of the little episodes that I tell about is when I had a breakdown on the Greenwood Road, and I hiked about 4 miles out to the Gunflint late in the afternoon, and I looked at the little brown sign there, and it said Grand Marais, 15 miles to town, and my West Bearskin cabin was about 10, 15 miles up the road. I said, which direction do I go? And I started walking up the trail, and it wasn't reassuring that I was going to get picked up. Mm-hmm. And one vehicle went past, headed towards town, and never even stopped, and I wasn't too brave to just hail somebody down in those days. But the next vehicle that came along, I recognized a burnt orange pickup truck that belonged to Bobby Leonard. And he said, what in the heck are you doing out here? And then I told him, well, I just lost the rear wheel on my pickup truck 4 miles down the Grand Marais Road, and I was headed that way. He said, get in.
Yep.
I'll take you there.
That's the way things were back then.
Yes.
They just happened like that. You know, you were very fortunate and meeting early on some of the iconic figures from the Gunflint Trail, being Charlie and Petra Boostrom, and also, now I got to remember who the other fellow. Oh, Irv Benson.
Yes.
Meeting them early on, and both of those encounters are in your book. Early encounters are on your book as well, but that had to be a big factor in the enjoyment and the way that you just moved right into this area is that experience with the Boostrums.
Yes. When I first started coming up the Gunflint Trail, I came to the mid-trail area with a family that lived next to us in Duluth. And we drove down the Clearwater Road, and we turned off this little path, and we went into another lake, and we just had a wonderful experience. And later on, when I decided, hey, I'd like to live up here or have a cabin up here, I came back to the same area, and whenever I had a real issue, such as maybe it might have been another breakdown, the Boostrums always helped out.
Yeah, that was quite a family up there. And, of course, they've been, let me think now, the name of the Boostrum daughter that we had on this program.
Harriet Boostrum Taus.
That's right, and she was fantastic to talk to here on our program. What a good memory. Ann Possess, our producer, has.
I talked to Harriet today before coming down here.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going back and forth with tales.
Oh, yeah, and she sure got them, too. Now, maybe we ought to... Oh, by the way, for the folks out there in the listening audience who are just tuning in, we're talking with Bob Olson, and we're talking about his new book, Two Bucks and a Can of Gas, a story about his Model A adventures on the Gunflint Trail. What was the impetus for writing this book, Bob? I know there was a specific thing.
Yes. My dad was a collector and a restorer of antique automobiles, and he particularly loved Model A Fords. And so he collected every single Model A that Ford Motor Company produced in 1930 and had them in award-winning condition except for one, and that was the Model A pickup truck. And when it came time that he had to downsize both where he was living and his collection of cars, he said, which car or which vehicle would you like? And I said, I'll take the pickup.
Yeah, and you were never sorry for doing that, because it's many adventures with that Model A pickup truck. And right on the cover, and I know Bob hasn't seen this yet, is a picture of that Model A with a canoe on top and a winch in the front, and I think a spare tire that your dad improvised on the side. Pretty amazing vehicle.
Could I ask a little question about that? There's two poles attached to the front of the truck that are holding up the canoe. Is that something you built and developed?
No, all of that was my dad's ingenuity.
Okay.
There's a chapter in there where I talk about where he accessorized the pickup truck, because that was my mode of transportation. When I was going to high school, some of my friends were driving their folks' new 57 Chevrolets and 56 Fords and Sunliners and all of those types of things. And what did I have is a 30 Model A pickup truck. It wasn't much to go out on a date with or anything like that. So he said, I better upgrade that pickup truck.
But you'd be considered really hip today with that car.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think he is. Mm-hmm. I think Kay liked that truck. Mm-hmm. No question about that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite an accomplishment to come out with a book. That's not an easy thing to do, sit down and actually put a lot of your life into an effort like this. You're hearing from a lot of people about the book.
Oh, every day we're getting calls, letters, etc. I'd like to thank Keith Morris for pushing me to do this book. I worked with Keith for the last 10 years. And at lunchtime, he would share some stories of his along the Gunflint. I'd share some of mine, and he said, you ought to write a book. And a couple weeks later or that, we'd share another story, and he said, you ought to write a book. Finally, I got down to writing a book. Once we got it down into a three-ring binder, does that tell you a little bit about my generation? I got it down to a three-ring binder. I shared it with Dr. Paul Scott and his wife, Carol, and... they were very instrumental in pushing me to publish this book. And then finally, I need to thank the people down at Northern Wilds, Sean Parrish and Amber Pratt, because every time we came up against something, we don't know where do we go from here, they always said, you do this, you do that. So thank you, Sean and Amber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Cal Stevens has been storing that pickup truck of yours.
That's right.
So a big thanks to him as well.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Bob Olson about his new book, $2 and a Can of Gas, and it's a great read about the Gunflint Trail in years past and your time spent from childhood on. Really as a part of that whole neighborhood up there.
Oh, absolutely. You got to pick up this book because in the beginning, my folks didn't just go out and buy a pickup truck. They collected chassis, bodies, headlights, whatever, and they put it together on a 4th of July. And it kind of tells about the birth of the pickup truck in the beginning, some accidents that I got into on that day. It's just kind of maybe a little bit precursor of the way my life has gone, always adventuresome and taking one step beyond what is practical.
Bob, where can people get the book?
They can get it in Grand Marais at Birch Bark
Galleries.
Bark Galleries, at Joins Department Store, Lake Superior Trading Post, and at Norwester Lodge. And I'm sure that at Chickwack Museum, they're going to be having that. Mm-hmm. There's a nice little segment in there about when I traveled from Duluth to Chickwack in 1960 and had good times up there.
Great. Bob, we want to thank you so much, and for Kay for getting you in the studio, for joining us here tonight, and best of luck with your book. And also thank you for donating two books that we're giving away here on this program tonight.
It's my pleasure.
People that call in. Thank you, Bob Olson, with his book, $2 and a Can of Gas.